IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Brother Sajjad Haider. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Sajjad Haider, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So today we want to talk about a very prominent, outstanding monument of the Islamic land. It is a cemetery, but it is a really historical monument and legacy for the whole Islamic land known as Al-Baqi or Jannat al-Baqi. It's really a place where you can find history in that. You can find the tombs of the greatest imams of the Ahlul Bayt in that. The tomb and the graves of the most outstanding and prominent companions and the followers of Prophet Muhammad over there. It's really a historical monument, it's a historical legacy, and so many lessons we can take from visiting such a place, such a site, holy site. You can see in Al-Baqi Cemetery near Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina. Sayyid Mohsen, first of all, give us a background about the early history of Al-Baqi. What was it exactly, when it was founded, and why is it important?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the cemetery of Baqi was, we can say, chosen by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the first Hijri when he migrated to Medina, and since then the Muslims were buried in that cemetery. So basically, this land was chosen by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were some graves before, but the cemetery was chosen by him that the Muslims will be buried into this cemetery, which is known as Al-Baqi.
Okay.
And therefore, we can see that those companions of the Prophet, the wives of the Prophet, and some of the members of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, when they were in the Medina, they all were buried in the cemetery of Al-Baqi. There are many examples. Yes. For example, Halima Sadia, yes, was there. Fatima bint Asad was buried there. Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, Usman bin Affan,
yes,
Aqil bin Abi Talib, Malik bin Ans, who is the leader of the Malikis.
Right.
And the wives of the Prophet and the other members of the companions and their family members.
Also were, four Shia imams.
Yes, four Shia imams, like it's Imam Hassan alayhi salam,
yes,
and Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Yes.
These so many important people who were buried in this cemetery, obviously it has its own, we can say, divinity. It has its own respect.
Yes.
It was a place where people used to go and they used to remember these personalities. Obviously,
yes,
visiting the graves is recommended in Islam.
Yes.
I'm not talking about a specific denomination or a specific group that do not believe in that because they were made later, obviously.
Yes.
They came to existence later. But at the time of Islam, at the time of even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to visit graves. He used to visit the graves of the martyrs of Uhud. And according to
Hamza
some
Sayyidu Shuhada,
yes,
you know,
according to
Shuhada,
some narrations, when he was there, he used to visit that place every Thursday.
Yes.
And every Wednesday and Thursday, Lady Fatima salamu alayha used to go to the visit of the Shuhada of the Battle of Uhud, or the martyrs of Uhud. So visiting the graves was there from the before.
Okay.
And obviously, there were marks as well on the graves.
Yes. Okay.
So we cannot say like you cannot mark a grave with a specific thing, so that if you do not mark it, then how can people, you know, recognize the place?
Yes.
Those who are coming from outside, or the other people, or maybe the next generations. So it was there. So about the importance of the Baqi, it is enough to say.
Shall I get to Brother Sajjad Haider, then get to the significance? Sorry. Okay, Brother Sajjad Haider. It is called Jannat al-Baqi, you know, it is a door to the paradise or to the heaven as a cemetery. And the place and importance of the buried people over there for the Muslim land, making it into a historical legacy for the Muslims. Even today, you know, when people pay a visit to Medina, one of the important places that they go and, you know, they recite dua or supplications or they have gatherings around is Jannat al-Baqi. Give us some more information about this place.
Regarding this sacred place, one of the very important points is the burial of four of our imams.
Imams, that's right.
Infallible imams, alayhi salam, ma'asumeen, four of them, they are buried there. And it's the only place where are such number of infallible imams are buried there.
Together, that's right.
So it makes the place, it gives it a totally different importance. When you know that in our understanding of the death in Islam, and particularly in the Shiite religion, we see it in a totally different way. Death is not the end of life.
It's entering
into another dimension of life. You are entering into a more bright and more powerful dimension of life. So even Quran says, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. We have those curtains, those hijab, which were there. We left them, so now you can see more with more detail and with more power. You can see the realities.
Okay.
So if this is the reality, if a person with a great spiritual power goes away from, he dies. So this doesn't mean that his life has ended, but he entered into another realm. So.
That's right.
Taking this point, we go to those places where they are buried,
yes.
And we pray there, and we remember them. So this is a very important thing about,
that's right.
Not for Shia,
I
will tell you, because the progeny of the Holy Prophet is important for all the Muslims.
All Muslims, that's right.
So this is one of the points which makes this area a very important legacy of Muslims,
right.
Not just Shias. It's a very important legacy of Muslims. So they go there for prayer, they go there
yes.
for... So this, I think, point should I wanted to add to.
And sometimes it is misunderstood by some of the extremists inside the religion of Islam that the Shia Muslims are praying them. You know, we are not praying them. We are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, but we get to the tombs, you know, and such an atmosphere, such a holy atmosphere, a spiritual atmosphere, you know, and we pray to them, we read supplication, we pay homage, and we read the ziyarah text. But all the attention is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
no
these
doubt.
Are only the means
no doubt.
Or the ways into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam at the beginning of Ziyaratul Jamaatul Kabira, he obliged the people to say 100 times Allahu Akbar and then enter into reading out the text of the Ziyaratul Jamaatul Kabira. Why? Because all the main features and characters of the system of imamate is over there, you know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has priority. So domes and places and buildings were built during the history and Jannat al-Baqi on different graves, you know. There are still some pictures from old times, you know, that show that it was like a Muslim or holy shrine. But after some time during the history, it was destroyed. Why?
Well, obviously, we can see that a specific denomination or a group was injected by the enemies of Islam into Islam.
Okay.
And even at the time, we can see like there were some people who do not had the right ideology or beliefs, and they used to portray or they used to basically interpret Islam according to their own mentality.
Yes.
And through enemies, we can see like they have come into the power. And even the Ali Saud has published a book on themselves, which tells the whole story that
yes.
how they came with the you know how the Britain brought them into the
power
you know, into power.
Yes.
So this denomination that we are talking about, obviously, they have beliefs which is against the most population of the we can say like the Muslims. According to this denomination or Wahhabism, we can say like if we can take the name, according to them, going to the graves is haram. For example, if a person passes away, you cannot cry. And it is also haram, according to them, it is forbidden to cry on a person. For example, if someone's brother, mother, father or son has passed away, they stop them from crying yes. upon them. So okay. these are against the nature. Islam is not against the nature. Islam brings closer to what the feelings of a person is. Islam has allowed all these things. And even, I said, like at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even Prophet used to visit the yes. the graves of the martyrs of the Battle of Uhud. So they stopped everything and they said, like, it is only Allah and nothing okay. else. You know, in the beginning of the Islam, at the time of Imam Ali, we had a group named Khawarij who had yes. the same slogan. And yes. even before that, there were people who said, like, Hasbuna Kitabullah,
yes.
that the book of Allah is enough for us. Okay. Now, the question is, if the book is enough, then why Allah has sent the prophets?
Okay.
Why he sent the prophet?
That's right.
The prophet was to interpret the book. Mm-hmm. And if you just take the book and you leave the prophet, then obviously you will not understand anything.
Okay.
Because in the book of Quran, for example, Allah has said, Aqimus Salah, establish prayers. So book says establish prayer, but how to establish, you need to follow the prophet.
That's all right.
So this group specifically, they have left the teachings and they were more like, they've more focused on the things. And they started to make kafir everyone. Like they were, this denomination is very apparent in Islam at today's yes. time
okay.
that who does takfir. Takfir means like saying another Muslim being kafir. So here the problem starts.
Okay.
This is the problem, because in the beliefs, when we look at the beliefs of Abdul Wahhab and the later, and even this denomination is named after one of the scholars.
That's all right.
Which was Abdul Wahhab, which is obviously honorable for them. Okay. And they left the teachings of the Prophet. And this is obviously teasing us, that you leave the teachings of the Prophet and you attach yourself with the scholar who is not infallible, who's not been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So on which basis are you following such thing? And in today's world, even when we see the troubles and the problems, for example, war on Yemen. This war on Yemen is because of this Wahhabism, obviously.
Yes.
We can see, the existence of ISIS today.
Yes.
It's because of Wahhabism.
Yes.
We see, the attacks or suicide attacks in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in other countries. It's because of the Wahhabism.
That's right.
So this denomination, which is backed by the U.S. and the other powers, or okay. the Western powers of the world, basically these are not the Muslims. They do not follow the true teachings of Islam. This is not the Muhammadan Islam which we yes. talk about.
Even socioculturally speaking, it is a type of vandalism,
Yeah.
When you are ruining and demolishing, historical sites, which are a legacy for the whole Muslim lands, even the non-Muslims criticizing such so-called Muslims over there. The shrines of the four Imams and the dome of Lady Fatima existed in Jannatul Baqi, known as Baytul Ahzan. And it was destroyed. And during the history, they have been, of course, destroyed. And then, sometimes the Ottoman Empire is reconstructed and rebuilt it again, which I believe they are the Sunni, denomination,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes, this was.
That's right.
Okay. They were followers of the caliphate system,
caliphate
the political system
right.
in the Islam, not the okay. imamate.
Not the imam.
So they were not the Shia, they
yes.
were the Sunnis.
But they reconstructed this
building. And in 1926, or the Wahhabis, again, the Al Saud, obviously,
yes.
they demolished.
Okay.
I think I will want to give a touch to the roots of this problem. When we see to the imperialism, they have two phases we have in imperialism. The first phase was to conquering the world. They started buying different territories. This was the first phase. Then what they call the smart occupation, or the smart take in a smart way. They now don't come and take the territories, but they come and change the mentalities, and they try to occupy the minds of people, in another expression. So this affected the whole process. Why Wahhabism came into being in the history? It's because the imperialism thought that now we are entering a new phase. So what we have to do is to start a, because they look at Islam as a threat for in the future.
Yes.
A religion with such a rational capabilities which can in future damage their plans for future, conquering the humans, so mankind. So it was a kind of threat. So what they did, they go to one of the interpretations which was very, and a wrong interpretation of Islam, which was extremist in the nature. So they revived that type of Islam.
That's right.
And they worked on it. So this was the basic start of this group, I will call. This group started, and you, if you today see what these people are doing,
yes,
and how much the Muslim Ummah has been divided,
yes,
and how they become threat not for just the other people of other religions, but for whole humanity.
True.
Now you understand the point why they worked on this topic, mm-hmm, and the conspiracy and the plot which was there by imperialistic powers. So today you understand why they worked on this topic. You see that whole humanity is like burning in the fire that were agitated in the time. So I think this historical aspect should be focused upon, and
right,
how the ugly face of they actually wanted to show people of the world the ugly face about Islam, so
yes,
they wanted to. That's why they bring up this sect and this denomination.
But alhamdulillah, the Muslims on this occasion, especially the demolition of Al-Baqi, you know, find a common ground. Especially when the Wahhabis were destroying here and there in different places, you know, even our Sunni brethren showed a negative stance and a heated position. A stance regarding such demolitions or bombardments. We could see it in some Iran, Iraq. They demolished, you know, the holy shrine of two of our infallible imams. Then they get to Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, and different places which are historically valuable. I mean, let's put religion aside. Historically speaking, socioculturally speaking, they are valuable. They are a legacy for the Muslim lands. And even the non-Muslim lands, I mean, the foreign countries in the Western countries has talked about it. But as you said, this is the wrong side of Islam, which was led by imperialism in order to
it is not Islam.
Remove.
It's not the wrong side. It's not Islam.
It's not Islam. Okay. It's better to say it this way.
This is not at all Islam. And
okay,
the dear guest has pointed the good point. That wherever we see that the, you know, the enemies, they come and they ask for or they try to change the regime of a country,
mm-hmm,
the new regime is not according to Islam. You need to believe that. You know, we have seen it in Hijaz, which is now called as Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
That they changed the regime and the Wahhabis came into power. And we can see like what kind of oppressors they are.
Yes.
You know, how many kids have they killed in Yemen and in other places.
Okay.
The Western powers, they changed the regime in Palestine. We can see Zionists over there. In today's world, this is a lesson for the whole Muslim world and the
yes,
people who are after justice and peace, that if today the Western world is trying to change the regime in Syria,
yes,
in Iran, remember that the next regime who will come and the regime which will they will change, it is not the true face of those people.
Okay.
It is all oppression. It is all injustice.
That's all right. Anything missed?
Yeah, the last point which
okay,
I want to talk about. But the same thing, as I think you pointed out this topic, that the same thing which they were trying to make against the humanity, against
yes,
the Islam, actually become a place for to show the ugly face of imperialism
yes,
and also the Wahhabism. So
that's
today
right,
when some person look at this Al-Baqi, this this place,
yes,
so he remembers all that legacy and
okay,
all remembers all that
mm-hmm,
wrong plots and conspiracies which were done,
that's right,
and the history of Wahhabism. So it
right,
brings to our mind all that legacy and all the histories. It became a place where people think about
right,
what has been done in the history.
Inshallah. And we hope that the cemetery of Baqi and the land of Baqi is freed one day, and the people all across the world from the Muslim lands find a chance to pay a visit, a free visit, to this
right,
historical site, you know, praying and reading supplication, reciting du'as over there to the tombs of the infallible imams, the shrines. You know, the people who have been the most respected people in the Muslim lands for sure need a holy shrine, you know, because they were not usual people. They were not ordinary people. They were the greatest men of the history of Islam who are buried over there. So unfortunately, these Wahhabis have no respect for the cultural we can say legacy, historical legacy of their own lands. They destroy the historical lands
yeah,
and historical cemetery, but at the same time, according to the
even
Western
in Mecca,
modern
where
style,
there was a house of Hazrat Khadija, salamu alayhi,
yes,
or the grave of Hazrat Khadija,
yes,
they have demolished that place as
yes,
well. So it shows us that these are not the Muslims, the true Muslims. They
yes,
have covered themselves
right,
in the clothes of the Islam.
Okay.
And they're trying their best to portray or show Islam as a negative or as a religion which has harshment or, I don't know, killings and all those things.
That's right. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Brother Sajjad Haidar for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/YNKalavIslam page. Also, a YouTube channel, Instagram page, Kalav Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من